This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. I'm your host today, but I'm joined at the moment with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We've been talking about his articles up on Infowars.com. One of them is CBS News and Charlie Rose essentially bragging to the public now about how wonderful these smart streetlights are, that they can track everything we do all the time. But don't worry, it's all about saving energy. But they keep throwing in these references to Orwell, talking about isn't this Orwellian? They mentioned that several times in it. They talk about how they've got a global network. They talk about how they're going to be able to use it to protect the children at school, because they're also going to be able to not just track your movements, not just read your license plate, but they're going to be able to determine if somebody's got a gun on them. That's what these streetlights are capable of. And as Paul mentioned, it's already come out that these streetlights are capable of recording and storing phone conversations. It really is a panopticon, isn't it, Paul?
Well, precisely. And, of course, the interest in all this was, rejuvenated last year by the Snowden revelations. As you mentioned before the break now, Greenwald is saying that he had this big revelation coming whereby we would learn exactly what organizations and individuals the NSA was spying on directly. Now he's delayed it after announcing that it would be released at midnight last night, because he says the United States government suddenly began making new last-minute claims which we intend to investigate before publishing, which is surprising, because if you read his book, the same thing happened on numerous occasions. Right before a new Snowden revelation was due to be released, the U.S. government tried to put pressure on not only Greenwald, but also the Guardian newspaper, not to release that story. So, he defied them then. He refused to listen to anything they had to say. But now he's apparently listened to their concerns and has delayed the story. There's also another aspect to it, which is that, and this is on Infowars.com today, the leak whistleblower website Cryptome.org has announced that they're going to release all the Snowden documents later this month, quote, in order to avert a war. So, of course, whereas Greenwald has been doling them out one by one slowly, which is probably the best method to keep it in the news, Cryptome has announced that they're set to release all the Snowden documents in one huge data dump. So that will satisfy some of the people who have called for that, but also will kind of derail it being in the news constantly by Greenwald's preferred method of doling them out.
Well, and of course, you can look at that any number of ways. I mean, I personally want to see them all come out. I think we're perfectly capable of having a crowdsourced investigation. And I think a lot of people have been uncomfortable with the way they've been doled out to keep it in the news as to promote his book or whatever. And so I welcome the fact that they will come out. I'm kind of concerned about Cryptome. I hope that they're not going to get shut down by talking about this earlier. But I think the danger of putting these, I mean, there, you can say, You can make a case on either side of this. You can say that it keeps it in the news. But the other thing that you could say is that perhaps it, by pulling it out one piece at a time, maybe it's getting people too accustomed to it. Maybe if it was a giant shock all at once. So hopefully there's a lot of stuff here that's going to shock people. I was looking forward to this leak because I thought that finally some of these people who may be surprised that they are being watched might get galvanized to take action rather than sit on the sidelines. What you were just talking about before, the panopticon effect of trying to intimidate people to not say anything. Hey, if you know that your name's on the list, go for it.
Well, precisely, and it would be fascinating to find out who is on that list. But I mean,
I hope we're on it. I'd be disappointed if we're not on it, wouldn't you? I mean,
in some fashion, I would hope that we were on it. Whether they were just monitoring our content, or Alex individually, or whoever, mm-hmm. I would hope that we were on it, because it's a kind of badge of honor, like you said. Once you get past the point of fear, it's like, I don't care if you're watching me.
That's right.
If you're over the target and then you're taking flag, then that's all well and good. But Yeah, right. if they dump the whole document, there are going to be 1,000 different writers and researchers, me included, who are going to be digging into it for new stories. So
it's an information war, isn't it, Paul? It's an information war, and once you get past your first battle, it's like a real war. You're in it at that point. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Up on InfoWars.com, we have an article, Obama orders more troops, gunships, and drones to Iraq. It says this announcement will bring to nearly 800 total number of U.S. forces going back to Iraq. Now, remember, at first, he wasn't going to send anybody. Then it was going to be 300. Then it became 500. Now we've confirmed it's 800. Paul Joseph Watson, who I was just talking to in the UK, has been sent communications from many people in the military saying that their training and their entire units are going in February of next year. So this is a re-escalation of the war in Iraq. We're going to have joining us in the third hour, Peter Van Buren. He was a U.S. diplomat for 23 years. He spent time in Iraq as part of the effort to, quote unquote, reconstitute Iraq or to reconstruct it. As somebody from the South who knows that history, when I hear the words reconstruction, I grab for my gun because I know what they did there. But they're going to reconstruct an area that they've already destroyed. We're going to talk to him about what he saw in Iraq. We're going to talk to him about the embassy there in Iraq, this massive presence there, as well as the revelations that came out from the New York Times on Sunday about the attitude of Blackwater threatening State Department investigators, saying, if you bother me, I will kill you, and there's nothing anyone could or would do about it because this is Iraq. That's what Blackwater was telling State Department investigators. So we're going to talk to Peter Van Buren about that. We're also going to talk to him about his book, Ghost of Tom Joe, the story of the 99%. And, of course, today in the news on BBC, we have an Internet billionaire, Nick Hanauer, who warns of a coming revolution. He's made a lot of money off of the Internet, and he has a warning for his fellow gazillionaires. He says, if we don't do something to fix the glaring inequities in this economy, the pitchforks are going to be coming for us. He says, do you think the U.S. is special? Is it different? You're wrong. No nation is immune. Just ask the Russian czars or the French aristocracy. And so we're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren about the ghost of Tom Joad. He takes the story. Of course, Tom Joad is the character, if you remember, from The Grapes of Wrath. It was the central character, the character played by Henry Fonda in the movie. He kind of updates that from the Great Depression to the 1950s and on. So instead of the Dust Bowl, we've got the Rust Belt. And he updates that idea. Now, this billionaire here, the Nick Hanauer, who was speaking in the BBC, he thinks this can all be saved by creating a new minimum wage. I don't think that you can mandate wealth out of the central government. I think that what we ought to mandate is freedom and dignity. Maybe we ought to mandate the Bill of Rights. If we do that sort of thing, that's what's going to turn it around. It's people having control of their life. If they have control and freedom in their life, if everything is not owned by just a handful of people, if we stop this consolidation somehow, and I think the way to do it is to not allow the government to become the instrument of these corporations. They always use the government to shut down competition. So I think the key thing is to establish individual rights. Certainly isn't going to help, I don't think, to raise minimum wages, because that just gets eaten up by inflation. Now, of course, there's breaking news on the immigration front as well. We see that a sheriff has said that we come across decomposed bodies of immigrants quite often, as reported by CBS News. Isn't it interesting that there's been so much said about the three teenagers in Israel who were killed, and yet people are not talking about the admissions of the sheriff and others who are saying, after they found this 11-year-old Guatemalan boy, the sheriff says, down here, finding a decomposed body, well, we come across them quite often. And that's the Sheriff Eddie Guerra. See, the person who is creating these types of circumstances, of course, is Barack Obama. As the Border Patrol agents who have talked to us have said, nothing has changed in those countries recently. What has changed is the way the immigrants are being handled and the messages that's being sent to them. So we've got some reports. We had reporters down there at the border, and we've got a report from John Bound about the real problem, terrorists. We have the people at the TSA coming down on everybody. What about our open borders? Here's John Bound's report.
These cities just above the U.S.-Mexico border don't receive any federal funding. The law-abiding, land-owning residents of towns such as Falfurrias, Texas, are overrun by a tsunami of illegals as a result of what's called the funnel effect. The militarization of the border, which includes checkpoints, barriers, and security technology, diverts the human smuggling operations into treacherous, searing, and rugged terrain that delivers many illegal aliens to their deaths. And ranch owners and Texas Border Volunteer founders Mike and Linda Vickers contending with the outcome. What they are about to tell you may cause alarm, because America isn't simply being invaded by countries south of its border. It is increasingly being invaded by countries from all over the world.
Can you speak about your organization and explain where some of your volunteers come from and who they are?
Actually, we even have a lot of out-of-staters, Nebraska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, many from Florida. Part of our mission is to enforce or help assist Border Patrol and other law enforcement entities out here. We will post out on these heavily trafficked areas and report specific numbers to Border Patrol, specific locations, and they have learned that we're a big help. We're like extra eyes and ears out here. We also, a big part of our mission is awareness, and we do many speaking engagements to let people know exactly what's going on out here and what we're seeing, despite what others say in high political offices, that the border is safe, these border towns are safe. It is not.
Our ranch gate is 69 miles north of the bridge in Hidalgo that goes into Reynosa, Mexico.
A little over a day's walk.
Well, actually, most of these people don't walk 69 miles. They all pay a criminal organization, mainly the cartels, big money to be brought up here and let out south of this Border Patrol checkpoint, 4.5 miles south of our ranch on U.S. Highway 281. So they're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here once they got on that special alien list. They won't tell us that anymore, but there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas border volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and loaded up and left, and were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan, that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
Besides that Iranian money being found in a bailout vehicle up here, four Syrians, which is not, you know, public news yet, but four Syrians were apprehended on the Rio Grande River a couple days ago. We're never divulged the special interest aliens, but I think it's time America gets alarmed. They've already come through here. It's us as the humanitarian crisis, and it's an OTM crisis. just take out the factor of the women and children. It's an other than Mexican crisis right now. We're, you know, being invaded by third world country people, and in those third world country people are the special interest aliens, and our borders are porous.
All right, we don't have time for that full report, but you can see it. It's up on YouTube now. That report is Borders Are Wide Open to Terrorists. Red alert. That's John Bowen's report down at the border. We'll be right back with more information about the border, as well as reactions to the Supreme Court's decision yesterday at Hobby Lobby. Alex Jones will be joining us at the bottom of the hour with a special report on Agenda 21. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Alex Jones with a special report on Agenda 21. You won't want to miss that. Yesterday, we had a landmark Supreme Court decision. We had a test of government mandates to buy things versus our First Amendment rights about the free exercise of religion. And surprisingly, the Supreme Court came down on the side of the Constitution, but just narrowly, a 5-4 decision. And some of the justices on the dissenting side were very angry about that. Ginsburg wrote, "Anyone can assert their religious objections. This is just too radical." Yeah, freedom is a radical idea. So is individual liberty. And it's not just about holding beliefs. It's about the free exercise of beliefs. Kagan wrote, "Congress gave this as an entitlement. This is a law." Well, the First Amendment says you shall make no law abridging freedom of speech or the free exercise of religion. Now we have some quotes from Hillary Clinton. She said that she thought that this was very disturbing, deeply disturbing. She got very animated when she was asked about this. They say that she delivered a fiery and impassioned reply, calling it deeply disturbing, among other things. I want to focus on what Nancy Pelosi said, though. She had, I think, the most interesting take on this. She said that this is a gross violation of workers' religious rights. Ooh, their religious rights. Let's think about that for a moment. Is this really about the exercise of religion? We had a lot of people come back and say that that was shameless. They said, are you on some kind of medication? Religious rights violation? You'll see a lot of these collected on twitchy.com where they're laughing about what she says. She also tweeted out that the SCOTUS, that's the Supreme Court, took an outrageous step against women's rights, setting a dangerous precedent that permits corporations to choose which laws to obey. To which somebody said, oh, you mean like your president and how he only obeys the laws that suit him? So they're pointing out that hypocrisy. They're pointing out that this isn't about religious rights of women, but it really is. It really is. Because, see, from Nancy Pelosi's standpoint, from the feminist standpoint, it really is a religion. You have to understand that abortion to them is like a sacrament. Listen to what the National Abortion Rights Action League said about this decision.
Elisa Hoag, president of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, condemned the ruling.
I am saddened and disappointed and actually quite disturbed. It is a rough day in our country when five male justices rule that discrimination against women is not discrimination at all. 99% of women use birth control at some point in our lifetime, and the justices showed that they're out of touch when they support bosses who want to reach beyond the boardroom into our bedrooms. It's not what this country stands for.
Okay, you heard her say that 99% of women use contraceptives. We also know that 85% of companies provided that kind of coverage before the Obama mandates. Now, boardrooms are not reaching into the bedrooms of people to stop them from doing anything that they want. The coercion is the other way around. Ron Paul had this to say. This is up on the article that we have on Infowars.com. He said, I think the most profoundly confusing argument has been the argument that not being able to get free birth control is discriminating against women. This to me is utterly amazing. If somebody wants something and they wish to have something, they demand something, they say they have a right to it. That's absolutely wrong. That's why we have this runaway welfare state. That's what Ron Paul said about it. He's exactly right. They're not denying them the right to take this. What they're saying is that they have religious convictions and they cannot be compelled to violate those. And quite frankly, I think if they hadn't got, I believe that Chief Justice Roberts was blackmailed. We now know, everybody knows that the government is watching everything that everybody is doing. Everyone believes that now. We've been telling you that at Infowars.com for a very long time, but now it's common knowledge. Who do you think they're going to be watching most closely? Well, it's going to be the Chief Justices of the Supreme Court or the Supreme Court Justices, people in power, congressmen. I think that's what's behind this 9-0 decision this last week that said that they have to have a search warrant in order to search people's phones. I think the Supreme Court has been a victim of this kind of blackmail. How else could Chief Justice Roberts write both the dissenting and the majority opinion on this, do a very quick 180 saying that this is not an unconstitutional mandate. It's simply a tax. No, it is an unconstitutional mandate. I'm very glad that Hobby Lobby and this other small company stood up for their rights, put their lives and their property on the line. That's what the founders of this country did to get their rights. We need more people like them who will take this to the mat. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones and a special report on Agenda 21. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, thank you for joining us today here on the radio/television transmission. We're going to be going back to David Knight in the radio studio here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to spend some time breaking down what's transpired since UN Agenda 21 was globally ratified by the United Nations back in 1992 to be international law, whether nations want to adopt the law or not. As far as the UN sees it and the eugenicist globalists that control it, they are going to enforce it by hook or by crook. In the past, people like Napoleon Bonaparte and Adolf Hitler in Europe tried to take over by force. But the corporatists learned that what can't be done with force can be done by stealth. So I wanted to go back into the archives here in a few minutes and play some clips here for the radio and TV audience today. Excerpts from my 1997 film that I produced with my cousin, who's been working here off and on since, Buckley Hammond, who ran camera with me. And I just mentioned that fact because he's recently come back to work with us after being gone for about 11 years. We're very excited to have him here. But when I shot and directed and produced this film back in 1997, almost no one was aware of Agenda 21. Almost no one was aware of Cloward and Piven. And the plan to bring in neo-feudalism in the UN's own words. And we cover that in the film Endgame with Dr. Michael Kaufman, whose maps in Congress off the UN document showed half the country off limits to human activity completely. Then the rest of it only under partial human use. And again, that's down to the mile land controlled by the establishment. So it's a form of artificial scarcity, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide, to shut down your competition in business, real estate, industry, where only you are allowed to operate and no one else is. A form of corporate or diplomatic immunity from taxes, regulations, you name it. And I know I hammer this almost every week. It's because it's so key. It's how the world really works. And the globalists are quite public about that. But I wanted to just look at a quick web search under environmental tyranny and Agenda 21 that Rob Dude did today, and just go over some of the recent history of what's been unfolding. First off, I want to look at the New York Times. They are pretty much the establishment talking point propaganda center for the rest of the dinosaur media. And for the last few years, this was in 2012, they have been running around saying that there is no Agenda 21, there is no move to control human activity, there is no move to use zoning as a form of feudalism to bring in a new dark age of control, even though that's in the Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 and part of Agenda 21 to 1992. But here it is. Activists fight green projects seeing UN plot. And they're like, oh, it's so terrible. These projects we have to basically federalize every town in the country by getting cities to adopt these regulations to circumvent the states and go under UN treaty. Oh, my gosh, it's insane. It doesn't exist. None of it is happening. So I thought I would just show you here, if you're a TV viewer or direct you, if you're a radio listener, to even Wikipedia. Everybody knows Wikipedia is not totally accurate when it gets vandalized, but usually it's very accurate. You go to the bibliography on Agenda 21 on Wikipedia, and you can see the bibliography to all the government documents and the official UN website where it's on record. And this is the so-called voluntary implemented action plan of the United Nations, but that's not really true because through adjoining treaties, in UNESCO, it is brought in to law. But the point is, it does exist, despite what the New York Times says. And it shows that the New York Times has lost a lot of power, because famously they did a review of the film New World Order that came out about a year after Bilderberg 2008, where Obama and Hillary were meeting in secret. We got video of this. They said that I was there imagining they were meeting, having a full-on hallucination at the Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, even though now it's totally admitted to have happened. Remember, the New York Times said none of that even went on. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Move along, move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. But again, the good news is people are seeing the manifestation of Agenda 21. So, I don't know, 14, 15, 16, 17 years after I produced my first film, I thought that we would just go over some more of the things it's doing. Let's look at this article right here, CBS News. Bloomberg announces winner of micro apartment design competition. And you've got these big real estate owners like Bloomberg and others. It's happening in San Francisco and Austin, Texas, not just New York, where, oh, you pay double or triple per square foot what you would have paid for a 2,000-square-foot apartment or a 1,000-square-foot apartment, or you got a big family, a 3,000, you know, foot condo, you now pay effectively, ladies and gentlemen, double or even triple for a 250 square foot, and now they're making them smaller. They're building one in Austin that will house over 5,000 people where it's 200 square feet, despite all the studies showing it's like elephants in tiny cages, not good for you. So this is all in Agenda 21 to have higher taxes and to take more of your money and then to get you to accept less as if it's cool. And I get the consumerism can be out of control, but these are elites who want red carpets and Air Force One and 15 houses and five wives and six kids like Ted Turner. But you're not supposed to have air conditioning or ever be able to have a car, as Obama famously told Africans earlier this year. In fact, we'll play that clip now.
Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
All right. So Bloomberg announces winner of micro apartments design competition. This is just a few years ago. Now it's going on everywhere. And this is how they sell it, as the newest, coolest thing. Hey, pay double or triple and live in a coffin house for rent. Your very own Agenda 21 shoebox apartment. Again, this is being reported across the board. Here's another headline. Micro apartments could be hazardous to your mental health. And then it breaks down the studies showing that it's not good for you to basically live in a jail cell so the elites can control and run your life. Here's another one. Living in a box, the desperate workers forced to live in a tiny coffin apartments of Tokyo, which still costs up to £400 a month or about $700. Again, it's about charging you to live in a coffin-style house more. It's not about cutting back on spoilage or living large. It's about poor people learning to live even more poor. And there's more breakdowns here in Austin with the development where they are setting up short-term rentals controlled in a complex that the city is going to run and basically own. Just very scary to have government like the Communist Chinese getting into the business of these coffin-like facilities. Moving right along, here's another example of what Agenda 21 means. Western land takeover, former BLM chief, state lawmakers clash as millions of acres are taken out of use. Case in point, the Bundy Ranch, where you had 35 families, now only one, because they use the regulations and fees to raise it to bankrupt you. Like Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we're going to raise the taxes to bankrupt you. You can have ranches, but we're just going to raise the prices till it bankrupts you, and we wonder why beef prices have doubled. So continuing here, here's another article along that line. BLM eyes 90,000 acres of Texas land. They only, you know, have half the West and hundreds of millions of acres. Now they want even more of ranchers' land that they have the title to. Sticker shock as steakhouse beef prices highest in 27 years. So these are just examples of what living under this system is like. Now, in conclusion, before we go to these clips from my first film, America Destroyed by Design, let's go to some more of these articles. Here's Fortune. Agenda 21, in global conspiracy or climate savior? And they kind of, you know, make a joke out of it because, again, all the different establishment publications don't want us mobilizing against this corporate stealth takeover of society that's in all the documents in public. So, again, here's that move under Agenda 21 to abolish the suburbs. Obama, will he abolish them? Agenda 21 conspiracy to wipe out freedoms of all U.S. citizens. And it gets into the idea of urban sprawl being horrible. The problem is we're already laid out to live like that. We don't want to go into the central cities where everything costs so much. This will only hurt the poorest people that much more. This is the model of social engineering. Here's another headline. Agenda 21, GOP candidate vows to stop UN plan. It's very popular to expose this and to run on a prosperity ticket. That's why the system doesn't want us talking about it. Here's another one. Esquire saying that it's a con game to try to say that this program is even going on. Remember how they would try to deny that the UN even basically was trying to set up a world government? Or they try to say there was no NSA spying, or there were no lies about WMDs in Iraq? I mean, the people know that, no, this is going on. And denying that it exists doesn't work anymore. In fact, under Agenda 21, they've tried to ban all over the world children learning how to be farmers under their parents and doing their chores. Here's a headline. EPA mulls tougher dust standards. Agency mulls particulate matter standards that would shut down every hay barn in the country. That's out of the Courier Press. Here's another one. Arizona loses to EPA on farm dust. They're moving ahead to shut it down. Okay, can't have dust. Obama team wants children banned from doing farm chores. You see, this is what's going on under the Department of Labor, saying that your children can't even carry out the trash or get the eggs out of the chicken coop. This is the total control. This is why they're banning lemonade stands. And Forbes magazine has to ask, why is there a war on lemonade stands all over the United States? It's why they're banning farmers markets and Amish selling milk, and why they're raiding organic food stores that aren't Whole Foods and are mom and pops. Because they want you in their system. They want you at Walmart. They want you at Target. They want you only buying their tainted, GMO, additive-ridden, social engineering garbage. And that's why real liberals, real conservatives, real pro-people, pro-prosperity humans need to be aware of what's going on and to absolutely say no to this agenda, because it is a eugenics, anti-human, neo-feudalistic, fascist program that is on record. And only your ignorance, only my ignorance and my inaction and your inaction can allow this to continue. Let's go to a few excerpts of where I tried to warn people at the Grand Canyon and more, and where we show the actual documents and warn of the UN treaties back in 1997. And then we'll come back on the other side in the radio studio to get David Knight's take on this. Stay with us. We're here at the Model United Nations Day, January 16th, 1998. We went in and discussed with a lot of people, a lot of issues, and saw the youth being educated, being trained in the ways of world governance and the growth of the world government control apparatus. And I see y'all are wearing little worlds there. Do y'all care about the world?
Yeah.
Y'all are good people, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do y'all think the United Nations is helping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great way to, like, make world peace.
A great way to make world peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because through global governance, we can knock out all the troublemakers.
Yes.
Is that what y'all been talking about?
Yeah, like, I sort of. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I hope y'all have an enjoyable time.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
What do you think about the United Nations?
Cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like an organization.
I think it's kind of fun.
You know, it is really cool.
It decides a whole lot of world issues.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
World peace and stuff.
It's very really exciting to see.
Model United Nations, just one more of the many committees. Helpless young people yielding themselves to the elite's hands. I could tell them about the people that really control it, but they never understand it. It's this petty taste of power that gets them to believe that they're really doing something good when they're really working for something bad.
I'm standing here in northern Arizona overlooking the beautiful Grand Canyon, one of America's most beautiful treasures. And it's very distressing to me and other patriots and people that truly do care about the environment in America that Bill Clinton, with his executive order, January 19th, 1996, number 12,986, began the precedent to sign over our national treasures to international control. Yes, this is a international biosphere and World Heritage Site. And guess who controls those? The United Nations. The United Nations is nothing more than a front group for international banks based in Europe and in America. They care nothing about the environment. They care about using it as an excuse to tell you how you can use the environment, to get you used to listening to what they say and what you can do and what you can use. I'm sure y'all have all heard they're planning to restrict cars to the Grand Canyon and bring buses in quite soon. Well, I'm here during peak season at the end of the summer, and I don't see any problem with Americans coming to the Grand Canyon. They're paying exorbitant prices of $20 a car.
wake up and understand that large corporations think in a long-term game. They understand that if they can restrict use to this place and get international control in here, then 10, 20 years down the road, they can start construction and building, which they're already doing, by the way. So we are for real conservation, but we are against organized crime cliques that call themselves international bankers and elite corporations coming in and buying off your politicians like Bill Clinton, who's an incredible traitor to this country, who then signs over promptly our rights to use and to maintain our natural wonders. There's a lot of money in controlling these places. A lot of people come and visit them. Just cut through their lies, and it's sterling simple exactly what's happening. Now let's go talk to some park rangers and other individuals, perhaps some of the tourists here, and see if they've even heard of this terrible crime that's being committed against the American people. This giant land grab. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm conducting a scientific experiment. I want to ask y'all if y'all know about executive order signed January 19th, 1996 by President Bill Clinton, number 12,986, which designated this as a World Heritage Site under UNESCO, a corporation of the United Nations. None of you heard about this in the mainstream media. None of you heard about it. Nobody's heard about this, have you? Well, they took down the signs in most parks because there was a furor about 3 days after they put up the United Nations signs. No one's heard about it, huh? Well, see, that's how fascism breeds. The environmentalist movement is now nothing but an arm of corrupt international banks and corporations. They're using it as an excuse for land grabs all over the entire world. Remember this, and check it out. Executive order. Call the Interior Department. Call Bruce Babbitt. Executive order 12,986. It's important. The modern bureaus of propaganda keep this from you. No sooner had I turned away that some of the crowd began to laugh and call me a kook. I guess they won't take the time to check out the executive order 12,986. I guess they don't believe it unless they hear it from Peter Jennings' mouth. At the Grand Canyon Maine Visitor Center, we talked to some of the people at the front desk, and they politely said, yes, we've heard about the UN, but we're not quite sure what's going on. There was some rigmarole, some protest about the UN signs, so they have been moved in some of the national parks. And then later, we got a little visit from the head honchos who were quite rude. Unfortunately, they wouldn't let us take our cameras behind closed doors, where I was threatened with arrest.
Is there anybody that I can, who will just tell me the same thing you did, but just where I can have a mic on and things?
Well, we have a public affairs officer right here.
Well, you heard me just ask him to just politely talk to a public affairs officer. We were sitting down for about 10 minutes with our cameras off and barely got a shot of her. That's why we had to freeze it. We only got about a half a second of her. She was very rude and drugged me to the back and threatened to arrest me for dare to ask questions. Was I some type of terrorist? And you should have seen the monster they had in the back with us. This is all part of America.
It's flat-out corruption. You own and control these public lands. Not the federal government and not their international lackey friends controlled by foreign corrupt banks. End of story. We've now reached the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park here in Montana. And let's just read what the important inscription at the front of this old gate reads. For the benefit and the enjoyment of the people, created by an act of Congress, March 1st, 1872.
We dropped by the Maine Visitor Center and they sent us over to the Maine Administration Building. We simply wanted to ask what's going on with the United Nations and our parks.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I saw somebody look just like you. We're going all over the country doing an independent film, and we've already talked to Bruce Babbitt's office, and we just wanted to ask questions about the biosphere designation.
I'll have to. You're filming. Do you have a filming permit?
Oh, there's a permit?
Yes.
I'm here making my own documentary.
Could you turn off your camera?
I just want to reiterate the fact that everyone was very polite at most of the parks, but once you would get to a park and get to the main upper level areas, they were all very rude. They would tell you to turn the camera off. We would. Then they took us to the back and again threatened us with fines for having a camera in the park. And I said, well, I see cameras everywhere. And they said, well, you're a professional, aren't you? And I said, well, not really. I guess I am. And then what kind of weirdos are you? Got me back in the office, called more of them back there.
I got threatened to be arrested at two places, and you just saw how polite I was. And then they thought that I had a bug hidden on me or something and wouldn't even hardly talk to me back there. They'd all been advised about dangerous people asking questions. They acted like a military encampment. It was very, very strange. Someone had prepared them, despite the administration not being very helpful. We did locate the UN signs, both the International Biosphere and the World Heritage Site. Y'all are the owners. I mean, we bought into this whole federal government type deal, and now they're telling us that we can't even use what we supposedly own?
Well, I don't know. I'd rather...
Yeah. Turns this over to the United Nations, and they got a plaque down at the main central office. But it'd probably be easier just not to think about it.
How come they didn't start you in the conspiracy theory?
It's not a conspiracy theory. There's a bronze plaque right up there, ma'am. You see that right there? They talk about a Hollywood movie rather than the bronze plaque in the executive order. That is what's wrong with America, ladies and gentlemen. People have been taught, bred from a foot tall, absolutely not to care, while they're being raided by the government, which is controlled by corrupt corporations. And when I say that, I mean the top 20. What people think is rich is a joke in this country. They think a nice house and a nice car is wealthy. And that's why it's so easy for the establishment to manipulate people. You notice the well-informed people would talk to us and knew of the executive orders. Only a few. And they're probably the people who've actually done well economically because they were able to sift through the lies. But the rest of America seems to love being conned. It's like they get into being lied to and they get an incredible thrill out of the whole thing. That is painful to me. That's why I'll continue to make these documentaries. I will continue to rant and rave on the radio about factual information. And if people don't have the inner strength to rise up to a threat, foreign or domestic, and stand up for U.S. sovereignty, then I feel really, really sorry for them. Because that's where we are in America today. We are under siege. We're losing our property rights as we speak.
All right, and that report is up on YouTube. It's Agenda 21 equals death. I hope you enjoy that flashback to 1998. That was Alex Jones's first documentary, America Destroyed by Design, 16 years ago. He's talking about Agenda 21 and how they're going to roll this out. This is all about a very, very tiny number of elites controlling everything, going back to a kind of feudal system where we're the serfs and they own everything. That's what we're talking about when we talk about the 1%, although it's a much smaller number than the 1%. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Peter Van Buren. He has a book, The Ghosts of Tom Joad, A Story of the 99%. It's essentially a reimagining of the Grapes of Wrath, where instead of the Great Depression, the setting is mid-20th century America. Instead of the Dust Bowl, it's the Rust Belt. And instead of the rapid collapse of the Great Depression, it's going to be about the continual decline of America that we see as we fall into this control by the very few. Now, we're also going to talk to him about the re-escalation of Iraq, because the other thing about Peter Van Buren was for 23 years, he worked for the State Department. As part of that job, he was in Iraq. He also wrote another book, We Meant Well, How We Lost the Hearts and Minds of the People in Iraq. So we're going to talk to him as we see Iraq collapsing back into revolution, as we see Obama saying that first he's not going to send any troops in, then it's going to be 300 troops, 500 troops, and now on InfoWars Today we have an article saying that it's going to be 800 troops, although we learned a few days ago from an article by Paul Joseph Watson that many people in the military have been told that they are training for redeployment to Iraq, that their entire organization is going to be sent over there. So it's going to be much more than 800 troops. This is doubling every couple of days. So we're going to talk to him about Iraq. We're going to talk to him about the ghost of Tom Joad. And of course, that's a central character in The Grapes of Wrath. I think it was number 12 on the AFI list of top 100 heroes. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Waging war on corruption.